It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, lover of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on a Azusa Stray.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley. Good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on the BPN Radio Network, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the clock, around the world. Welcome on this Lord's Day. We have a lot going on. We got music by Godfrey Bertel today, and we are praying for churches, and we are also praying for nations. We want to welcome churches all across America. We'll recognize some churches here in a moment, but we want to recognize nations that are praying with us now here on BPN. Of course, the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, France, South Africa, Germany, Australia, China, Mexico, the Bahamas, Pakistan, Guatemala, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Poland, Republic of Moldova, Burundi, Uganda, Kenya, Mauritius, Malaysia, Indonesia, South Korea. And if you are praying with us here on BPN, why don't you let us know? And if you, your city or your church is not represented, you must remember that if you go to letspray America.com, you can sign up there. We do want to welcome churches all across America and different parts of the world, as I said, that are praying with here on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. We want to welcome there's a Methodist Church, Lone Oak United Methodist Church, Lone Oak, Texas, is praying with us today. We want to welcome Life Church in Port Arthur, Texas. Victory Christian Center in Porter, Texas, is praying with us today. We have a lot of Texans, and we're thankful for that. The Crossing Church, Generation Church, and New Covenant Church in Spring, Texas, is praying with us, as well as Epicenter, where we were at last week in Sugar Land, Texas. Thank you very much. We have the Spirit-Filled Celebration Church in Woodland, Texas, that is praying with us. A bunch of churches there. We want to welcome Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico, First Assembly of God Church in Corning, New York. We want to welcome Freedom Church, Carson City, Nevada, Message of Love Church, Belmont, North Carolina, His Gates Church in Etowah, North Carolina. We want to welcome today churches all across America. The Bridge Church in Ayrshire, Scotland, is praying with us today. And the IPHC Church in Berlin, Germany. We have the International Baptist Church praying with us there in Cologne, Germany. The Pentecostal Assemblies of Indonesia there in Jakarta, Indonesia, praying with us. And we're very thankful and grateful today. First Assembly of God Church in Wichita Falls, Texas. Journey Church in Bethel, Vermont, as well as the Journey Church in Rutland, Vermont, and Pittsford, Vermont. And we have the Greenbrier Church, Chesapeake, Virginia. And we have Justice House of Prayer in Ordinary, Virginia. Bridge Church, Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we have Westgate Chapel in Edmonds, Washington. All over America, we want to welcome churches that are praying today. We're praying for churches and pastors, and it's going to be a wonderful day here on BPN Radio. Would you just join me? Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God be done in this broadcast today, and the will of God be done in each of our lives. Lord, we know the plan that you have for us is a good plan to give us a future and a hope. And so we just pray the will of God, the plan of God, be done in our lives today. In Jesus' name, we pray the will of God be done in our city. Lord, you said that we need to pray for the peace of our city, because in its peace, we will have peace. And so we pray for the peace of our cities today. And we are going to be praying today for churches, for pastors across America and around the world. Yes, we are. But first of all, I'd like for us to make some faith declarations. Would you make some faith declarations? The Bible said, Jesus said, that we either justified by the words of our mouth, or we are condemned by the words of our mouth. And so today, today we're going to make some faith declarations. I like to get up every morning and make these declarations. Gene and I make these faith declarations. And so here we are. We're going to pray and make these faith declarations. Would you say with me, today is a good day? Today is a beautiful day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, then who could be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can receive what God says I can receive. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. All is well on my job. All is well in my business. All is well. Today's a good day. Blessed day. Safe day. God day. T-G-I-S. Thank God it's Sunday. Father, we are so grateful. Give expressed appreciation to your God right now. God, we are so grateful. We are so thankful for all that you've done for us and meant to us. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter the gates of thanksgiving and we enter the courts of praise. We are so thankful. Things may not be as good as they could be, should be, might be, but we today are so thankful. We are so grateful that things are as good as they are. And we praise you and honor you. Would you just praise him? Would you exalt his name today? We're grateful today. And on this Lord's Day, on this Sunday, we just come to pray. And we join our voices today with people all across America, with churches all across America. We have almost 1,000 churches that are praying here on the BPN radio network, Breakout Prayer Network. Almost 1,000 churches. And your church can be a part if you just go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com, and there's a place to sign up. And we need a name, an email address, the name of your church, and the city which your church is in. We will add it to our church list. And we're continuing to get new churches in. I want to welcome some new churches, by the way, that are praying with us. I want to welcome, I've got a list here. Wait just a second. I'm going to get this list pulled up on my screen. We're going to welcome First Baptist Church in Vega, Texas, and Kingdom's Keys Ministry in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we have a couple of new churches that are praying with us that I wanted to recognize today. Thank you so very, very much. 968 churches have signed up to pray with us. We are grateful. We just call this a breakout day. We just declare that God is at work in your life, that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. And you can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. And you can finish what God says you can finish. Yes, you can. Well, I'm ministering today at Cathedral of Praise, Austin, Texas. Bill and Sue Hart are the pastors there. And it's going to be a great day, and I'm praying for your church. Wherever you are worshiping today, I speak a blessing upon you. I speak a blessing upon your family as you go to church. I speak a blessing upon the congregation. I speak a blessing upon the pastor and leaders of the church. I declare this is a breakout Sunday, a breakout day. Something special is happening. And as Leland sang in our theme song, revival is coming. In many places, it's already here. Revival coming to America. It's going to be a breakout over this nation. We're featuring the music today of Godfrey Bertle, one of my spiritual sons. And Godfrey started coming to the meetings that I was leading in 1997, where I was ministering in London, England. He would drive 2 hours one way. And I was preaching in those days the breakout message that, you know, you can run through a troop, but you can leap over a wall. And when you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in. Sing songs you've never sung, write books you've never written, preach sermons you've never preached, give prophetic words you've never given, visit nations you've never visited, get degrees you've never received, and so forth and so on. And so Godfrey went home after listening to my breakout sermons, and he wrote his very first song and sent it to me. And it's called Breakout, and I'm going to play it right now. Wait just a minute. Wait just a minute, Godfrey. We got to start back at the first of that song, because that is a great song, Breakout. We got to get it right now. Here we go. Here's Godfrey Bertle and the Breakout song. Okay, we're breaking out. Yes, we are. That's Godfrey Bertle, and we're going to break out here. Oh, boy. It's a wonderful day here on BPN Radio. Thanks for being a part of what God is doing here on BPN. And we are here praying today, setting our face to seek the Lord, working and believing God for extraordinary things to happen, extraordinary things to happen in our lives and the life of the church. And so we're praying and seeking His face. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. We're going to pray for churches right now all across America. Father, we just set ourselves in agreement. We set ourselves in agreement today for churches all across America. We ask that you bless them. We ask that you bless their congregation, those that are seeking your face, those that are hungry for you, those that are calling out for revival. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would work in their lives, that you would send the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Those pastors that are preaching the word today, we pray, oh God, that you would anoint them mightily, mightily in Jesus' name, mightily. And Father, I pray for every church is having division. There's division going on. Satan has made an entrance somehow into the house of God, the local church. There's division going on. I bind all spirits of division. I pray for unity to be released in churches. Why don't you just take a moment to pray for your church and your pastor right here on this Sunday here on BPN. Father, we pray this morning, we pray in Jesus' name for every pastor of every church that is represented here, almost 1,000 churches on BPN Radio, the Breakout Prayer Network. And we pray for these pastors, Lord, that are carrying such a heavy load, a major responsibility watching for the sheep. And we know that they're at the forefront of the attack of the enemy. And Satan would like to destroy them because he knows, according to the word of the Lord, that if he can smite the shepherd, then he will scatter the sheep. Many sheep have been scattered all across the land because of the fall of a shepherd, or the shepherd simply has left the ministry. 1,500 a month. 1,500 ministers a month are leaving the ministry, and a lot of that is because of the extraordinary pressures, expectations that are being put on a pastor, a lack of support, a lack of affirmation. How long has it been since you've said to your pastor, "Oh, I really appreciate you. Thank you for being my pastor. Thank you for your sermons. Thank you for your messages. Thank you for caring." Why don't you just write your pastor a letter or send an email or maybe give a phone call, send a text message, give them a gift, do something to express your appreciation because they are under a tremendous load. So we pray for pastors right now. In Jesus' name, we bind every spirit of control and manipulation coming against them today. A committee that would rise against them, someone that would be unwilling to submit to their spiritual authority. In Jesus' name, we bind every attack of the enemy, a Jezebel spirit that is coming to make herself seem more spiritual than she really is, or him more spiritual than he really is. A spirit of control, manipulation. We just speak, we bind all of these spirits, and we just release peace over every pastor in America. Ask God that you encourage the man and woman of God. Ask that you encourage these men and women that are serving in leadership in churches all across the nation. On this day, we ask, Lord, that you would minister to them and bless them, encourage them. In the name of Jesus, take a few moments to pray for your pastor and their family, if you would do that right now. here on this Lord's Day, we want to take time to pray for some individual needs that have come in to us. And remember that you can send a prayer request just by going to our website at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And you can go down to toward the bottom of the page where it says prayer request, and you can double click there. Put in your prayer request, and we have prayer leaders all across, prayer intercessors all across the land that are praying for you. Our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, heads that up. And if you'd like to be a part of the prayer team, you can also put in that information, that request, and she'll get back with you. Chris wrote the following urgent prayer request, and I want us to set ourselves in agreement. One of the powers of BPN Radio is that we can pray in agreement. It's powerful. One, putting 1,000 to flight. Two, putting 10,000 to flight. Three, putting 100,000 to flight. Four, putting 1,000,000 to flight. 10, 1,000,000,000,000 to flight. 16, 1,000,000,000,000 to flight. 35, 1,000,000,000,000 to flight. 99, a Google to flight. And a Google is one with 1,000 zeros behind it. What am I saying? I'm saying, according to Deuteronomy 32:30, the principle there, the power of agreement. And so when we agree on the same thing, we become a tremendous force in the earth. So Chris wrote the following prayer request. Please pray for Ann. She's 85 years old. She's in the hospital, not breathing on her own. Please pray for God to heal and restore her. Please pray for godly wisdom for the doctors, that they will make proper decisions for Ann's healing and restoration. Father, we pray for this 85-year-old woman named Ann, who's in the hospital, and we pray in Jesus' name for her healing and restoration and godly wisdom for the doctors to make right choices concerning her medication and restoration. In Jesus' name. And Father, today we pray for every person that is listening to BPN Radio and you're in the hospital today. We pray for you or your family members in the hospital today. And the hospital can be a very challenging situation. Maybe I'm praying for some families that are having to stay at the hospital, practically live at the hospital, because of a loved one that may have been receiving hospitalization, medical care for a long period of time. We pray for you in Jesus' name. We pray for the one in the hospital, and we pray for those who are spending time at the hospital. That can be very tiring and wearisome, sleeping in visiting locations and different places on couches and sofas, and we pray for you today. Eliana wrote the following prayer request to pray for her marriage and also for her daughter, who's struggling with the effects of a poor relationship with her father, and they need a financial breakthrough. You know, we must realize that there are people all around us that need help. The Bible said that Jesus was a man of compassion. So we pray right now for this marriage, that you will restore and heal the marriage, and also the broken relationship with the father and the daughter in this family. God, I pray for this family, and I pray for families all across America, for the abuse that's going on. My God, I'm so alarmed. I've been in the ministry for 48 years, but I'm crying out to my God for all of these families, all of the husbands that are abusing their wives, the wives that are dishonoring their husband, disrespecting their husbands, and husbands that are not loving their wives, and children that are being disobedient to their parents. It's just amazing. Just amazing. So I break the powers of darkness that are coming against marriages, against families. There's no peace in so many homes today, and there's abuse and vulgarity. When did Christians start cursing? When did they start taking God's name in vain and Jesus' name in vain? When did they start using words that are damnable? What has happened? What has happened to Christians today? Their homes are in shambles. They come to church a wreck, screaming at each other, yelling at each other. No peace in the family. In Jesus' name, I pray for the family today, particularly Christian families. I bind the powers of Satan that's come in. And I pray for fathers and mothers to put the altar back, to put the altar back in the home. In Jesus' name, put the altar back in the home. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that mothers and fathers and their children will have peace among each other. Siblings will get along with each other. Parents will not allow their kids to fight each other. No. In the name of Jesus, we'll not just be peacekeepers. Jesus did not say, blessed is the peacekeeper. He said, blessed is the peacemaker. I pray there'll be peace. And Lord, I know that can happen if the home, if the family will begin to pray together. The old saying says the family that prays together stays together. I believe that. It's very difficult for the family to break up if the family is praying each day together and asking each other to forgive them. Forgive them. A father asking his wife and his children to forgive them for being abusive and being angry, losing his temper, saying things he shouldn't. Siblings forgiving one another. Mothers asking forgiveness. Children asking forgiveness for being disobedient. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that the altar would be restored back into the family. The altar would be restored back into the home. And that families today are going to church together. What happened to families not going to church together? Leaving your children at home, parents, when you go to church, not good. Not good. It's not a word of condemnation. I'm just saying it's not good. Families going to church together, sitting together, praying together, worshiping together, their Bibles in their hands. Whatever happened to people not taking their Bibles to church? In Jesus' name, I pray, oh God, for the family. I pray the family will put the altar back. Put the altar back. And I pray for the church. I pray for the church today to put the altar back. To put the altar back. I was at Westgate Church several years ago in Seattle, Washington. And they were having prayer. They invited me to come and minister. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me that there was a long, long altar across America that needs to return to the church. And I said to the pastor, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. The pastor, I said to him, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you to tell churches all across America to put the altar back. Now, when I was growing up as a boy in the church, we had wooden altars. and it shows how long I've been around. But we had one for the women and one for the men. And they would gather. Used to, we just gather before the service ever began. And we would get on our faces around those altars. And we would pray. And after we got through praying, then the service would begin, but we would begin not with an invocation, but we would begin by setting our face and seeking the Lord. Setting our face and seeking the Lord. And there we would call upon the name of the Lord, and that would happen before ever a song was sung or any music was played. So we just began to put the altar back. So I'm declaring to the church, well, we put the altar back in the church. Now, it does not necessarily have to be two or three wooden altars, but it is a place of prayer. And can we put the place of prayer back in the center of the church? Jesus himself said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. And may it become the central theme. May we pray during the services. May we pray before the service, after the service. May we conclude with prayer. May the church be called to prayer. Just days or nights of prayer, seeking the face of God. I will set my, let's set our face to seek God. Here's Godfrey Burley, he's going to sing about it. I will set my face to seek the Lord. And let's ask God, let's just tell God, we're going to, my house, I mean, this is family. My house should be a house of prayer. And every pastor, every leader needs to say, our house is going to be, our church is going to be a house of prayer. And we are going to set our face to seek the Lord. Godfrey Birtle, gonna set my face to seek the Lord. Yes, we are. Well, I just want to let you know you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Bring around the clock, 24 hours a day, anywhere, anytime. You can join us here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry, your host here. So delighted to have you listening in on this Super Bowl Sunday. And I'm praying today that the gospel of Jesus Christ will be spread all around the Super Bowl location as people minister there. We got missionaries out there. And the last time the Super Bowl was held in Phoenix, Arizona, I got to be there. One of my spiritual sons, Evander Holyfield, had a ticket. He gets one ticket a year, I think. And he took me to the Super Bowl. I was his guest. There was a wonderful time, a wonderful day. Lots of things happening on Super Bowl Sunday. I pray the hedge of protection about you on Super Bowl Sunday. I want to pray for the young lady that is doing the halftime show today. As a little girl, I prayed for her, and I ministered many times at her father's church in Santa Barbara, California. So, Father, we pray for Katie. We pray in Jesus' name. I knew her as a little Katie. She's a grown woman today now, performing at halftime of the Super Bowl. Pray for her. I pray she'll be the woman of God you've called her to be. Pray your will, plan, and purpose that you've designed, even from her mother's womb, will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, we're praying for individual needs today, and we're praying for Sharon, who wants us to pray for her son James. He's fallen into drug addiction. There's so much drug addiction around. We pray in Jesus' name for James, Lord, that you deliver him from these drugs. Deliver him, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for everyone that is bound by some type of addiction. It may even be prescription medication. I pray for your freedom. I pray for your healing. I pray for your restoration in Jesus' name. And I have a word from the Lord today that I want to share and that I'm going to pray. And the word that the Holy Spirit has given me to share with you today is that we are not to try to make things happen in our lives. You know, in my prayer and prophetic services, I talk about the proper progression, which is having people to anoint their ears to hear, their eyes to see, that spiritual ear, spiritual eyes, and heart to receive. And the proper progression is that we hear something, and then we see something, and then we say something, and then we do something. So it's ears, eyes, mouth, and feet. But you must understand that it's not the hands that is included, because sometimes our hands get involved in what God has spoken to us about, what God has talked to us about, the prophetic word that we have received, or the promise that is ours. And when it does not happen, then we begin to try to make it happen. So if you get a word from God, you hear it, you see it, and then you say what you have seen and heard that God is going to do in your life. And then you need to do something that corresponds with that with your feet. For instance, many years ago, I received the prophecy that I was going to travel all over the world to great exploits for God. And so I heard it. I saw myself going all over the world. So I began to say with my mouth, I'm going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. And then I would do something with my feet. I would go out to the airport and pretend that I was going to get on a plane with no money, no ticket, no visa, no passport. And yet I would dress up and show up, practicing for the day that I would really go. Now, with almost 2.5 million miles with American Airlines alone, that word has come to pass. But I could not do it with my hands. I could not make it happen. And the first invitation I received was to Jamaica. And I started there. And then my wife and I together, we've been to 30-something nations of the world. But I could not make it happen. There's a scripture that Jonathan Kahn talks about in his book from Isaiah chapter 9 and verses 10 and 11. The bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and spur his enemies on. And Jonathan Kahn, in his book, talks about rebuilding the Twin Towers that was taken down even higher, saying, we will rebuild this with our own hands. We'll rebuild it higher by the works of our own hands. And that's where Moses missed it. You know, Moses was going to lead the children of Israel over to the Promised Land. He saw it, but he never got there. And he never got there because instead of speaking to the rock in his anger, in his frustration, he took matters in his own hands. And he yelled out, "You rebels!" And he took his rod and he smote the rock. He took his hands and smote the rock. In other words, he took things into his own hands. And because of that, Moses, he saw the Promised Land, never got there. And sometimes we try to make things happen ourselves. We try to promote ourselves. We try to wiggle our way into a certain circle. We try to make it happen. And all of that is a result of us not being obedient by not getting our hands involved. So Moses, instead of speaking, hearing, saying, and walking it out, you know what happened? He took things in his own hands, smote the rock, and, you know, God did not let him go in because he was setting a principle of taking things into his own hands, and the entire nation of Israel would assume that's the way we can get things done. So God said, no, that's not the way we're going to do it. We're going to hear something, and we're going to see something, we're going to say something, and then we'll do something with our feet, but not our hands. Not our hands. We won't get our hands involved in that situation, trying to help God out, trying to help him fulfill the prophetic word. I remember about 30 years ago when I went to a certain church to be a part of that church. At that time, 1985, it was the fastest growing church in America. And the pastor of the church invited me to come and work in the prayer ministry with him. At that time, he was calling the whole nation to pray. And I had an unusual opportunity there of being his prayer associate. But in the beginning, you know, he did not recognize me. I was sitting on the second row of seats. The leaders of the church, they were sitting on the platform behind the pastor, and they represented the leadership of the congregation. I knew that I was a leader. I'd been pastoring a church for 18 years, and I knew that I was a leader, but I was not being called on. And so my pride got in the way, and one day I decided I'm going to go and sit up there with the leadership uninvited. I know I'm a leader in this church, so I'm going to set myself there in leadership. And so I made my way up. I saw an opening on the pew, and I walked up on the platform and sat down. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, "What are you doing up here, Dale? What are you doing up here?" And so I was ashamed. And the next service, I set myself back down. But I was trying to make it happen. Eventually, I did become a leader, but it was not by the works of my own hands. And so I'm praying for those of you here today. listening to this broadcast on this Sunday, and you are so frustrated, you are so aggravated, you are so stressed because it's not happening the way that you thought it was going to happen. God, I thought you said that I would be healed at this particular time. God, I thought you said that by this time I would be married, I would have a husband. Or I thought you said that she was going to be my wife, but it did not work out. Why, God? Or I thought by this time I would be in the ministry. I thought by this year all of our bills would be paid off. I understood that was what was going to happen. Lord, I believe that I'm supposed to be a singer in the church. I believe that you've given me a gift. And why am I not being invited to sing in the choir? Why am I not being invited to sing a solo? Why has it not worked out that I'm on that television broadcast? Why is it that I simply can't get a recording contract? Why did I lose that job when I had that word that I was going to be promoted on that job? Why, God, why? What happened? And then, in our frustration, we begin to strike the rock. We try to make it happen, and then, of course, when we get involved trying to make it work, trying to work out a prophecy, a promise, a prayer, a dream, or a vision, then frustration, disappointment. Then we end up disappointed, being disappointed in God. I thought, God, I thought you said, but you must understand that we cannot work out the way that we think it's going to happen because it is much bigger and better than we thought. So I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I just speak peace right now. Peace in Jesus' name. Over every person that is listening to this prayer broadcast today on BPN Radio, I pray for them. I pray the peace of God will rest upon them, and they will discontinue taking things in their own hands. In Jesus' name, I bind all spirits of frustration, aggravation, determination to have your own way about it. Work it out your own way. Those of you that have been striking the rock, trying to work it out with your own hands, it doesn't work. And even if you can work it out, you will be accepting second best. God doesn't really want you to accept second best. He wants to make it beautiful, but He makes it beautiful in His time. In His time. So would you just pray, Lord Jesus, I submit every promise to you, every prophecy to you. I submit it all to you, and it will not be by the works of our own hands. We'll rebuild this tower. We'll build it bigger and better. We'll work it all out. There's conflict in the world today because Abraham received a promise of a son, but it did not work out the way he thought it was going to work out. And so his wife arranged another woman to bear his child. They took things in their own hands. It caused great conflict. Eventually, God brought the promise to pass, but it was in his time. When it appeared it was over, it was not over. Even if it appears in your life today that time has passed and circumstances have passed and there's just no way it can happen now, you must understand that God is a God of the second time. He's a God of the supernatural. And I pray for you today that you will let God be God and let God work everything out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I speak peace over you now and a new trust and a new confidence in your God, your Creator. that he's going to work things out in your life. You know, we have a prayer gathering coming up in Austin, Texas, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And save the date. We're not putting out, we haven't put out much information right now, but it's April 9th, 10th, 11th, April 9, 11, 9, 10, 11, here in Austin, Texas at Compass Church. And we will have space for about 100 prayer leaders or future prayer leaders. So you need to listen to the broadcast and watch for the announcements. But make your plans to come now. Save the date for Austin. If you want to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that by going on our website, bpnradio.com. Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. And you can go down to the bottom of the page. You can click on the donate button and make a contribution to this ministry if you want to help us, and your gifts are tax deductible. I would like to say that if you want to send us a prayer request on bpnradio.com website, you can double click there and send us a request. I appreciate Michael Schonborn being the producer of this broadcast. He's a fantastic man from England, and he's without him, we couldn't have done it. So I just want to say a special thank you to Michael Schonborn. Also, here's what we're praying about. We're praying and believing for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you would like more information about that, or simply say, I would like to be a prayer leader in my city, then you can go to bpnradio.com, and there is a prayer center with the blue clouds, with the white clouds with a blue background. And you can click on that and put in your information, and we will be in touch with you. Thank you for being a part of this broadcast here on this Super Bowl Sunday. And we declare that God is at work in this nation. And we thank you for being a part of BPN, for praying with us today. And when we pray, we definitely are making a difference.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.